flat to inflation. And I think that we, in the back of our minds, we just have to always know we have the state situation that's very precarious or very troubled, the situation that we're working with. So, and with that said, that would be it for that part. I like 30 more seconds because there's one other item. It's item 12 that, didn't get discussed at the Finance Committee. It's a cost recovery a tuition item for graduate programs at the university. It's going to be item number 12 today. There's six graduate programs, an executive MBA program, a master's in finance, a master's in technology management, a master in accountancy, and a master's in taxation. And item 12 basically has the increases. These are strictly cost recovery graduate programs. For three of them, for three of those, there's the Master of Finance is a $981 increase in tuition and fees. For the Master in Technology Management, it's a $1,000 increase. And for the Master of Accountancy, it's a $1,000 increase because we are the Masters of Accountancy. So, lastly, there's the Aeronautics Program. The Aeronautics Program is basically based on a course basis, and the increase in the course is based on the type of equipment used for the particular course. It can range from $24 to $166 per course. So that's the sum and substance of item 12. I just need to, in good conscience, to cover it.
So that notion of cost recovery can mean two things. One, it can be a technique for adjusting pricing, where we're doing it based on increase in costs. And secondly, it can mean that we're fully covering our costs within each item area. Are we fully covering our costs in each of these item areas?
I you know, certainly I believe so, yes.
Okay. Any further questions? Yeah, Hannah.
Is there a way that, in addition to seeing the loan amounts compared to the Big Ten institutions, we could see what the 52% and I don't know what the other campuses who are paying the full amount, what they're taking out in loans? Just looking at the people who are paying the full sticker price, what their average loan amount is?
Do you understand that, Randy? Question. Trustee.
Two questions. First, Urbana, the change of some of the refundable fees to non-refundable. I guess I'm curious as to the process at which that was arrived, and if all concerned parties feel that they had their grievances heard.
Well,
if they had grievances.
I give you the Urbana Student Fee Advisory Committee. The information that I had was they met on Tuesday, August 30th, Thursday, September 1st, Tuesday, September 6th with presentations, Friday, September 9th with presentations, Tuesday, September 13th, Wednesday, the 14th. And then in December, they met with the Tuition Advisory Committee and the Student Fee Advisory Committee on the 6th of December. On the 7th, they met with the student government leaders. On the 14th, they met with the student senate meeting, which lasted for two and a half hours. So essentially, that's the vetting process that it went through. So,
Trustee Hannah, you're our boots on the ground. Do you feel that this issue was properly addressed?
Yeah, I think so. I know that there's been a lot of discussion on the Urbana campus, but Vice Chancellor Romano really did an excellent job, I think, of reaching out to student groups, student government, and I think that in addition to making the fees non-refundable, what she's done is given students more input, because before these fees were kind of, they were passed by a student through a student referendum, and then it just kept going. No one was really monitoring it, and so now as part of this change, Vice Chancellor Romano is giving some power back to the students, and she's creating oversight committees for all these fees so that students can now provide input and adjust them. So I think it's a positive change.
Great. Thank you. Do you mind if I take
go ahead.
1 minute to
you have the floor.
Just a few observations. Personally, I'm pleased that the tuition increase does not exceed inflation. Otherwise, I'd have had to bring a bigger soapbox today than I usually do. And great respect for you, Ed and Walt. I'm sure you crunched the numbers. This was not a decision that was arrived at just pulling something out of the air. And I'm convinced you're.